Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Be More Productive in 5 Minutes. I'm your host, Mr. Work Smarter. I hope everyone's having a great day today. Today I want to cover 4 principles of learning. I, for one, struggle to read a lot of books. I have very short attention span, and more importantly, I prefer listening to audio books. However, despite that, I actually encourage and motivate myself to read a book a month. Sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. I'm still working on it. But one of the key things that I do when I do read a book or learn anything from paper, I actually have 4 key ways on reminding myself of that key information and ensure that I understand the information. So before we begin, tell me if this sounds familiar. You read a book, it speaks volumes to you. You highlight each paragraph, and then a few days later or months later on, you forget everything that was in the book. Yes, that happens to a lot of people. And the key thing is to ensure that you have a structure in place where you take down effective notes so that you can go back, whether it's in 5 years' time, and remind yourself by just looking at that trigger word, oh yeah, this is what this part of the book is in reference to. For me, I like to write in my book, so I make sure that all the books I have I actually own. I use a lot of highlight colours because I remember things when it's very vibrant and colourful. I'm a visual person. 2, I have a bookmark, or I actually write key notes. I actually have a number of key signals. So, for example, if I underline something, that means it's something very, very important. If I put a star around something, it's to remind me to look at what that word means. If I circle something, that means it's a key information, and I'll put a tick around it as well. So I have a number of symbols that represent different things. So when I do go back and revisit a book, I know exactly what it represents. And you don't have to follow my symbols. You can come up with your own symbols and have a strategy that works for you. Another thing that I do is engage with the material. If I see a word I don't understand, I quickly go on Google, read about it. And if I struggle just from reading the definition, I go on YouTube, watch a video just to see if I can get another way of understanding a different perspective. Another thing I love to do is have concepts in place where I can actually apply it to real life situations. So it's easier to then connect the dots. Sometimes you may see something and it's like, oh God, this is a bit difficult to remember. But if I can connect to a personal experience, then it's easier to reference it. And even when it comes to difficult words, I actually break it down into shorter words. I've got this lecture, if I've never mentioned it before. So I have a number of techniques that I use to spell or pronounce certain words, because as you probably noticed, sometimes I struggle with pronouncing certain words, and I've got a few strategies that help combat that problem that I have. And lastly, have a good reason for learning. Try and make it fun and enjoyable. If you obviously force yourself to learn, then it's not going to be enjoyable. I've always said after university, that's when studying actually increases. A lot of people think that's the end of their learning, but for me, I love self-learning and I love learning new materials, and I make it my duty to check out different platforms to improve my knowledge and skill set. And I use actually 2 major platforms, one called Skillshare and one called Udemy. So check out them 2 platforms and let me know what you think. Thank you for tuning in today's episode, and take care and remember to work smarter.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.